chapter begins. We'll see this, okay? If you finish it soon, so I can teach you Bhuma Vidya next class, and which is you are all waiting for the Bhuma Vidya. Not next class, maybe, yeah, next class we can start. Tejo Vava
Tejo Vava
Adbhyo Bhoyaha
Adbhyo Bhoyaha.
See, the fifth case, plural case of Apaha is what? Adbhyaha. Adbhyaha Vava Bhoyaha Tejaha. Tejaha, Tejo means Tejaha, Tejoha means Tejas. Tejas means fire. The fire principle, you got now, superior to the water, greater than the water. Tadva, Yetad, Vayumagrihya, Akasham Abhitapati.
Akasham Abhitapati.
Okay. This Vayum Agrihya Akasham Tapati. It is this fire element, fire principle alone, now really gives heat in this space, pervading the air. Making the air, air moves, isn't it? Fire always catches hold of the air and makes it remain in one place. And then pervading the air, this fire really burns everything in this space. Akasham santapati, akasham abhitapati. It is this fire element which alone, what now, heats up everything here. But for the fire, there cannot be heating up, isn't it? And what he says, Tad ahuhu nishochati. Nishochati means it heats up the external world. It is the fire principle because of which alone the entire external world remains hot. Nishochati means it heats up the external world. Nitapati. Even it maintains the heat in the individual body also. Nitapati. So nishochati, nitapati mean the same. But where it is, nitapati means what now? It burns all the, it maintains the heat in the physical body, nitapati. It nishochati, it maintains the heat outside the body, in the external world. Therefore, what happens? Because of this heat alone, the water is capable of fire principle obtaining in the form of sun alone. What now heats up the water in the ocean. Therefore, water can get evaporated, again become the clouds, and the after condensation, everything, again the water can pour down as the rains only if there is a heat, isn't it? Well, because of the sun, because of the fire principle. Therefore, he says, Varshishyati. It burns, it heats up everything, then the water evaporates, then water pour comes down in the form of rains. Therefore, Varshishyati. Varshishyati means whatever, it will rain. There will not be rain before the heat, isn't it? In India also, always we say this. It's very hot now, it's going to rain in the evening. Already we have seen this in our earlier classes. Even when the pain in the agony, the heat, caused by the pain in your mind, the manastapa causes the what now? Water in your, in the form of tears which roll down from your eyes, is it? And your cheeks. Now, when your body gets very hot, then the heat the sweat comes out. Always water causes the heat causes the water. Heat brings the water out. Heat does not produce the water. Heat becomes instrumental for the water to manifest. Heat, water is not created by the heat. Water makes the heat makes the water manifest. You have to sweat a lot, that you have to, body has to get very hot, run, jump, and then do something, head very hot, then what now? Sweat comes out. You become so much of pain you have, the agony causes a lot of heat, that as a result of which, the water tears come out. Isn't it? But whenever it gets very hot, very, very hot, there must be veins. In Malaysia, always throat very, very hot, and every 2 days, every next day, there will be rains. But this time they will complain that there were no rains. They were complaining, very, very hot, they said. Nanima knows you in Malaysia anyway. Very hot, so quite frequently they have rains also. Which means, that if there is heat, in keeping with the, you know, keeping in the heat, proportion of the heat, no, then rains also will be there. So he says, Nitapati, Nishochati, Nitapati, Varshishyati. It burns, it heats up outside, heats up the body, thereby what now? Varshishyati, thereby it rains also, it will rain. Va iti te jahayeva tat purvam darshayitva atha apaha srujyate. Therefore, it is the fire principle which alone is what now? The cause for the rains to happen. Darshitva atha apaha srujyate tadetad urdva bischa tirasci bischa vidyudbihi ahladas charanti. Now we can say, he says, how even before, how do we know that? When the rains come, before rains come, what you know, thunder happens, isn't it? Before thunder, lightning happens. Every time lightning comes, when there's lot of heat, then you can see lightning happens. Then after lightning, thunder, lightning is followed by thunder and rains. So lightning precedes. Lightning is also what? A form of expression of fire principle only. Lightning also is fire principle. So fire comes first, then comes water. What? Why? Light, fire in the obtaining in the form of lightning appears fire first, then following that lightning alone, along with thunder, the rains also come. This is the fact. What is that fact revealed here? Before rains, the fire principle must heat up everything. It is the fire principle which alone is instrumental, what now, in bringing the water into manifestation. The water is already there in your body, isn't it? But what makes the water out? No more sweat, heat. Isn't it? So here also it is, therefore, without the heat, without the fire principle, the water is not, we cannot get water at all. Therefore, now you know how important water is, because how food is very important, for which we need water. Water is very, very important. And here now we say what? Darshayitva apaha srujate tadetad urdva bischa tirasci bischa. Urdva before and after, what happens now? Vidyudbihi ahladas charanti. Vidyudbihi, vidyut means this lightning. Through the lightning, first lightning happens, then afterwards what now? The water comes. Therefore, tasmat ahuhu, therefore they always, people say this, vidyotate stanayati varshishyati. All three verbs here. Vidyotate means what now? Vidyotate means it lightning comes, lightning splashes. Vidyotate is a splashing of lightning. Then stanayati, then thunder comes. Stanayati means a big noise in the form of thunder happens. Stanayati, it makes noise. Then varshishyati, then it will pour down. Lightning happens, vidyotate stanayati varshishyati. Three verbs, one after the other. What happens, isn't it? First, before the rains, there may be thunder. Before the thunder, there must be lightning. What it shows is, the fire principle, the element, fire element, must be the only, because the grace of fire element, we are able to get water. Without it, we can't get water. Iti tejayeva tat purvam darshayitva atha apasrijate. So first the fire principle shows itself in the form of the lightning, then it creates what? It causes the water. When causes means what? It becomes, is instrumental for the water to pour in the form of rains. Therefore, teja upasveti. Very simple fact we know, isn't it? Fire element plays a great role in bringing the water, making the water into manifestation, that making the water available for us, for our use. Water is there, but what is it which makes the water available for our use? Bring the water into manifestation means making the water useful, enjoyable for us. Which is the fire. Therefore, fire is superior to the water. But for the mercy of the fire element, we cannot have water, which is available for our use. Then we have to be really grateful to fire element. And we see in this context, you see how great the fire principle is. See, understanding the greatness, the importance of every phenomenon. Therefore, definitely this is superior to that. Fire is superior to the waters. Fire is as good as the cause. Water is as good as the effect. Fire pervades water. Fire pervades water. Therefore, fire is superior to the water. So what should we do? May you meditate upon fire as Brahma. Tejo Brahma Upasram. Therefore he says, Tejaha upasva iti, may you meditate upon fire as Brahma. Okay, this is next mantra. He says, what is the benefit of practicing meditation upon fire as Brahma? You become yourself brilliant. Saha yaha tejo brahmetyupaste, tejo brahmetyupaste. Tejasvi vai saha. First thing, he becomes himself a brilliant person. Tejasvi bhavati. He becomes, no? Tejasvi means what now? He becomes very brilliant means what? He becomes very popular. He becomes effulgent means, this person who meditates upon his fire as Brahma becomes effulgent and brilliant means he becomes very famous, very well known. Brilliant stand for becoming well known. Saha tejasvataha lokan bhasvataha apahata tamaskan abhisidhyati. So he attains the worlds of brilliant people, the brilliant things, and where the darkness is removed, which means he will be amidst people who are brilliant, who are well known, who are elite. Is it? He'll be amidst people who are well known, who are popular. He'll be in the world of brilliant people. பாஸ்வதா தேஜஸ்வதா லோகான் அபஹத தமஸ்கான். And also, brilliance also stands for joy, happiness, peace. Effulgence stands for two things. One is what? Popularity. Another is not know. He will be happy. He will be peaceful. Relatively peaceful. Which means, subtler the mind, more understanding he has, the more joy he reaps. He has. So, apahata tamaskami now. He'll be in a place which is free from darkness. Where darkness stands for sorrow, grief, gloom, the gloomy. So he'll be in a place where there is no gloom, which is not gloomy, where there's no sadness, where there's sorrow. He'll be in a place where there's joy, peace, and where people are brilliant, effulgent, and good minded, like minded people. Isn't it? Suppose if you are happy, if you are in a place where people are unhappy, can you be happy? Even when you look for a house also, my God, we don't want to live in this area. The place looks very gloomy. Where the people who live there are somewhat different, appearing in what? We always want to be in a place where the people who, the clean people, elite people, the cultured people, we want to be in a quiet area, isn't it? Nice area. Why? We don't want that place. So here, this person will be amidst people who are happy, who are well-known, who are eminent. He will be. He had opportunity only to be with such people. Not only that, he will be what apahata tamaskan means. He will be in a place where there will not be sorrow, there won't be pain. He'll be in a place where there will be joy, peace, and happiness. Where he can be peaceful. Where he can have lots of intellectual pleasure. He'll be amidst people who are given to the pursuit of intellectual pleasure. So, Tejaswataha Lokan, Baswataha, Tejaswataha, Apahata Tamaskan, Abhisiddhyati, he'll go to such worlds. Means what? He'll be with such people. He'll enjoy a relatively much more peaceful, happy life with the company of good elite, erudite people, well-known people. The caliber of people he'll be with will be different. That's what he says. And not only that, yavat tejaso gatam tatrasya yatha kamacharo bhavati. All it has been said. So he will be as pervasive as this fire means what? His name and fame will be highly pervasive in keeping with the pervasiveness of the fire. Yes tejo brahmetyupaste. There ends the upasana phalam. Then asti bhagavas tejaso bhoyaha iti. Asti bhagavaha, bhagavaha tejaso bhoyaha. Is there anything which is superior to the fire? Tejasaha bhoyaha asti. Is there anything which is greater than the fire principle? Superior to the fire principle. Tejaso vava bhoyostiti. Yes, there is something which is greater than the fire. Tanme Bhagavan Bravi Tviti. O Lord, may you teach me that. Iti ekadashaha khandaha. Here ends the fire. The meditation upon fire also is over. Now we have what now? We have only three more are there. Akashaha, Smaraha, Asha. Three. And four, actually prana, four.